Well, we all know what a big problem bullying has become. It is in many ages, even starting in elementary school. But we're going to talk today to a person who says that tutoring may be one of the ways to cut down on this problem. I think it's an interesting approach to it. Beatrice Hare joins us. She is the founder of Salisbury Tutoring Academy. And Beatrice, good to have you with us on the program.
Great to be on the show.
Tell us how this relates to bullying and tutoring, because I think it's a unique concept.
Okay, so I guess I just learned from my students, and they were telling me that the reason that they had to come to tutoring to start with was because they weren't doing well in school, and the reason they weren't doing well was because somebody was harassing them or bothering them or calling them names in the hallway, and they would go into a test and would not be in the right frame of mind. And that once they started coming to tutoring and we concentrated on their confidence and their goals and building up a really nice structure of support from their parents and my teachers and you know, them understanding that they were part of a team and they had to contribute and do their part, which was to go in and do really well on the test, that they really felt like the tutoring had helped them to become more immune to the bullying. It didn't stop it, but it became to where they could rise above.
Right, so it's a matter of really putting into that student a much better personal way about themselves. In other words, self-image is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if a kid goes in and they're confident, they're focused on their goals, and they understand that they're about creating great things in their lives, and they see somebody who's bullying them for what they are, a person who's not about creating great things in their lives.
Right. Now, parents have a big role in this too, don't they?
They do. It's absolutely important that parents get involved with what I call my three-legged table. Parents can't get involved with bullying at school. If a child tells their parents and the parents go to the school, then the bullies, you know, treat them like tattletales, and it makes the whole thing worse. So in a way, parents can't really step in directly with the bullying, but they can step into what I call my three-legged table. This is wonderful synergy, a team, kind of a contract. It's something everybody signs and agrees to, and I actually meet with the parents for about 2 hours up front to say, here is your part, this is your contribution to your student's achievement. And I meet with the students and I meet with the teachers and create this teamwork, this three-legged table for education for this child. And that's a very powerful thing because it's accountability for each party. All the stakeholders that are involved get to, you know, do their part, share their strengths into the system.
Now, what age do you start this? A very young age?
The tool, I've written about it. It's in a book. The tool works for four-year-olds equally effectively as it works for a 12th grader. Now, a four-year-old, we kind of build it around them getting a treat to the toy store. A high school kid, we build it around them getting the privilege of driving their car or a later curfew. So you adjust the contract a little bit. You adjust the understanding very individually, customized, individualized for each student. And the students will tell you what they'll work for, so it is incentive-based. And so I haven't had one contract look like another in 15 years of doing this with thousands of families.
Oh, well, that's probably one of the reasons why it's successful, because it is really customized, isn't it?
Individual, customized, exactly for what they need academically, and for what they need socially, and for what they need to build themselves up. So, you know, a four-year-old, we might work on their phonics. A high school kid may be, you know, almost
no
a valedictorian, but not quite, so we help them. We build a three-legged table around creating the possibility of them becoming the valedictorian. And we're very successful with it. It's really amazing. And all of a sudden, then, they're with their high self-esteem and the confidence, they really, really just overlook the little petty bullying thing. It doesn't feel petty when you're a kid, but it gets that way when you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I think all of us have been victims of bullying at least some point in our lives. And, you know, the schools have taken on sort of the zero tolerance policy, but that doesn't seem to have worked that well.
Doesn't work because bullies operate in the dark and you can't shed light on every single moment of the entire day. Certainly can't control the bullying on the internet and on the after school hours. So there's limitations to that zero tolerance. Not really, you know, doable.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because really the social media has changed this whole perspective because not only now can you bully, but you can be a little more obtuse about it, not in someone's face about it, which makes it even more...
You can be anonymous and get a whole group of people to chime in and the child doesn't even know who they all are. So then they go around school the next day thinking, are you it? Are you it? So that's really a very cruel little added dimension to the bullying. And of course, bullying, regular bullying always has the bystanders. Everybody else that's involved, that's watching, that's it's afraid. But cyberbullying is even worse because there's even more people. It's more viral and there's more people watching. So there's just an extra mean element to it at this point. So the real, real way to equip these kids is to build them into a strong three-legged table with the people that love these kids, that care for them, that want to contribute. So it's really, we found it to be a solution, and it was a surprise. You know, we were going after data. Here's a kid, and he has a C, and he wants an A. Let's do it. And then what we found out was, you know, these other extra things, the things like that the students felt that they were immune to bullying.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's an important part of this. Now, can this program be used nationally? Or?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going tomorrow to teach it to a huge school system. And they're all going to use it. Can be used all ages. Boys are equally responsive to it as girls are. Ages 4 through 12, it's all colors, all races, everything. This is a tool that actually works across the board and is effective. It just simply works. And I think there's something about it that's kind of classic and back to basics. I think when we were Americans on the frontier and we needed to educate our children, that the whole town kind of jumped in and everybody did their part to raise the barn and raise the kids. And so this is going back to that. This is a let's stop the parents being frustrated with teachers and teachers being frustrated with parents and everybody fussing and the kids, you know, getting lost in the shuffle, because we have an awful lot of students that are disinterested in education at this point. You know, high numbers, the statistics are really scary in terms of, you know, 30% of high school kids that graduate that go to college need remedial reading. These are the college-bound ones need remedial reading. So there's a sense that kids are not engaged and they're not learning like they need to. So it's going to take everybody working together.
It's part of that because there are so many other things they've added to the curriculum over the years. And
No. It's part of it because children spend 7.5 hours a day playing with electronics. Part of it is that, you know, parents have become extremely busy, but children have time on their hands. There's been polls done that 40% of high school kids feel like they don't have enough to do.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing. Now, you think with all the information overload, they wouldn't say that.
Yes, that's what you would think. And they're not really challenging themselves. And there's more or less like they go into something. When they lose their attention, they go to something else. You know, there's not that digging in deeper to a level where you really learn is when you're challenging yourself. And in a customized, individualized, you know, one-on-one tutoring program with a three-legged table, you bet it happens.
The website is staltd.com.